Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Hello everyone, I'm Alicia.
And I'm Nathan.
Welcome to episode 119 of Adventures and Mousecapades. Last week we talked about the quarterly Disney review and mentioned about the DVC lounge, the new DVC lounge that's going to be coming to Disney World. Mm-hmm. And we're discussing, where could this be? Well, there's a rumor going around now.
Uh-oh.
That they are going to be getting rid of the shooting gallery at Frontierland and make that area the lounge. And I'm thinking to myself, there's got to be a lot better places available than that.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's going to be a bar.
Mm.
Mm. That would be a really cool, a DVC saloon.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That would be fantastic.
It's not going to happen.
No, that would not happen at all.
So what are we talking about this week?
Well, this week we're going to start a series that we're going to do about the various DVC resorts. We've been to almost all of them at this point. And, well, almost. And we're going to give an overview of each of the DVC resort, kind of what the basics are, some of the amenities that are on site, the dining, and close with our thoughts. So hopefully these episodes will be helpful for you if you are looking to stay at one of these resorts or choose which one you want to stay in. This week, we're going to start off with Bay Lake Tower.
Often mispronounced as Bay Lake Towers.
True.
There's only one. I guess we should go through just the facts. It opened in 2009 next to the Contemporary Resort where the North Garden Wing and Disney's Racquet Club used to be.
Mm-hmm. It is a deluxe villa resort hotel category in the Magic Kingdom Resort area. If you're wondering what the Magic Kingdom Resort area entails, it is effectively all of the monorail resorts plus Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness campground and cabins. So on the monorail, you've got the Contemporary and Bay Lake Tower. You've got the Grand Polynesian and their DVC tower. You've got the Grand Floridian and its DVC building. So that is the Magic Kingdom Resort area.
You upgraded the Polynesian. I like it.
I did?
You said the Grand Polynesian.
Oh, sure. Why not? Let's do it.
The resort layout of Bay Lake Tower is a kind of a horseshoe footprint. Mm-hmm. It makes the rooms gently wedge-shaped. The open side faces towards Bay Lake, and the courtyard hosts the lawn games, the pool, and the cove bar.
Indeed. There are 295 units in Bay Lake Tower. There are 148 dedicated two-bedrooms, 133 lock-off two-bedrooms, which is effectively a deluxe studio plus a one-bedroom unit. That one-bedroom suite is where you'd have the laundry, the washer and dryer. The studio would just be, as written, a studio. And then there are 14 three-bedroom grand villas.
There's a couple different view types that you can get at Bay Lake Tower. One of them is the Magic Kingdom view. It's pretty awesome. You can see the Magic Kingdom fireworks. Mm-hmm. Space Mountain is just across the parking lot. You can see the castle. It's really nice. There's the Bay Lake view, and you have a nice view of the lake, obviously. You also get a wonderful view of the electrical water pageant at night.
Yes.
Which is very fun, very kitschy, and very loud.
Yeah.
And then there's the standard view, which is overlooking everything else.
Yeah. Basically, you're either looking at a parking lot or other...
The Contemporary. Yeah.
Yeah, the Contemporary Tower. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's... Look, you're staying at Bay Lake Tower. It's not a horrible place to be. So,
nope.
Yeah.
DVC uses vacation points, and for Bay Lake Tower, the points range from 13 points a night for a studio, up to 207 points a night for a three-bedroom grand villa.
And that obviously has different seasons. So that's, I'm assuming, goes from low season for 13 points for a studio to high season for the three-bedroom grand villas. So
correct.
If you have DVC points, Bay Lake Tower has lots of options with which to consume them. As you may know, all of the DVC resorts have an expiration on its contract. It's basically your contracts are good for 50 years from when the resort opens. The expiration for Bay Lake Tower is January 31st of 2060. It's worth noting that we've seen the original Old Key West DVC resort did get an extension to that 50 years. They added 15 to it. And back in 2007, DVC gave the option for current owners of contracts at Old Key West to buy a 15-year extension. So that was for $15 per point that you owned, which later became $25. So we haven't seen this come up for other resorts as of yet. So they may have just been testing the waters. Who knows? But that is what we know now.
I think 2042 is the first expiration, if I remember correctly.
Not anymore. That used to be for Old Key West, and the contract extensions, if you...
What if you didn't extend your contract?
Then it ends in 2042.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now the basics for checking in at a DVC resort. Check-in is at 4 p.m. for the villas. Hotels are usually 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Check-out is 11 a.m. Lobby services, there's a dedicated check-in desk on the first floor of Bay Lake Tower.
Correct.
Bell services, valet, concierge are provided in the main contemporary tower. And there is a skyway bridge that connects the fifth floor of Bay Lake Tower to the fourth floor of contemporary.
Indeed. If you are in one of the one-bedroom villas or bigger, you do have laundry in the room, as I mentioned. And then there is a common laundry room down on the first floor if you are in a studio and need to wash some stuff.
Transportation for this resort. This is a monorail station for the Contemporary Tower.
It's yes.
really easy to get to, and that'll give you access to Magic Kingdom, the Ticketing and Transportation Center, Polynesian, Grand Floridian, and Epcot with a transfer. You can also just walk over to Magic Kingdom.
It's
really quick.
Yeah, it's about half a mile. It's basically across a parking lot and then past the bus drop-off area over at Magic Kingdom, and then you're right there at the at the turnstiles. You also have the option to get on a Disney World bus. The bus stop there is on the north side, so basically the Bay Lake Tower side of the Contemporary Tower, kind of underneath the monorail track. And that can get you access to Disney Springs or Hollywood Studios or Epcot. Or, well, I mean, you could go to Epcot if you don't want to use the monorail, or you can obviously get over to Animal Kingdom as well. There's also a water taxi that makes a stop at the Contemporary. They have a little marina there. That only hits Fort Wilderness and Wilderness Lodge. It stays in Bay Lake. It does not connect to anything that's over in Seven Seas Lagoon, which would be the Polynesian, the Grand Floridian, or Magic Kingdom itself. So if you want to get to or from a park, you need to take something that's not a boat.
For resort amenities, some of these are shared with the Contemporary Resort itself because they are right next to each other. Bay Lake Tower has an exclusive Bay Cove pool, and this pool has a 148-foot water slide, has zero entry slope, kind of like a beach, and a splash pad area. And there are cabana rentals available if you so choose.
You also have access over to the Contemporary's two pools, which would be the main pool, which is really wonderfully named by the Imagineers. It's just called the main pool. And there's also the Bay Lake pool, which is more of an adult's pool, kind of a quieter area, not to be confused with the Bay Cove pool, which is over at Bay Lake Tower. Lots of bays, lots of lakes, lots of pools.
Mm-hmm. The Bay Lake Tower also has a community hall. Most of the DVC resorts have a community hall where there's like a billiard table, ping pong, video games. You can take board games or rent out board games and DVDs. And they usually have activities for families and kids available there throughout the week.
There's a Game Station arcade on the fourth floor of the Contemporary Tower. There's also the Boat Nook Marina, which is what I was mentioning earlier. That is over by the Contemporary. You can do boat rentals. You can do a guided fishing tour. You can do all sorts of stuff.
There are some court sports that you can do. So tennis, pickleball, basketball. Jogging is not a court sport, but you can do that there too.
Maybe you need to do wind sprints.
Wind sprints?
Yeah, on a court. Oh, you've never played sports. Never mind.
I have, but that was like middle school and I did softball and I was crap at it. So
probably no wind sprints. Speaking of wind sprints, there is the Olympiad Fitness Center over at the Contemporary Tower if you need to get your workout going. And then, as we mentioned earlier, there's the electrical water pageant that comes by the hotel nightly over on Bay Lake. It is a sight to behold.
Yes. And you'll hear it for like an hour.
Yeah, as it goes around the lake and hits the lagoon. And
echoing off of buildings.
And then it will be in your dreams.
Yes, look out. Of course, there's complimentary Wi-Fi when you are at the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fire pit.
Indeed. You could do some s'mores.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure most of the resorts have s'more packages for sale if you would like to make your own s'mores.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some more food, shall we? Let's go on to dining.
Dining.
So in Bay Lake Tower itself, you have, well, I guess it's not technically in the tower. You have the Cove Bar, which is poolside, outside, at the Bay Cove Pool. They have drinks and light bites available.
There's also the Top of the World Lounge, a villain's lair. This got rethemed not too long ago. This is for DVC members staying on any Walt Disney World property from 5 p.m. to midnight for full bar and light bites. There's an outside viewing deck overlooking the Space Mountain and Magic Kingdom area. Any Bay Lake Tower guest until 4 p.m. can go to the viewing deck only.
This is a great fireworks location if you happen to be able to get up there and get a, they don't do reservations, but it's kind of a walk-up list that you need to get yourself on in person. But if you happen to be up there for fireworks, you're actually even closer to the fireworks than California Grill. The Villain's Lair is on the top of the tower. It is a fantastic view of the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the California Grill, that is a signature dining restaurant that is atop the Contemporary Resorts Tower, the main tower. That is that classic A-frame that has the monorail driving through it that everybody knows from Disney World. That is open for dinner only from 5 to 10 p.m., a fantastic spot to get a reservation around fireworks time. Oh, it's so good. The food is amazing. Just remember, it is a signature restaurant, so there is a dress code. A little bit of an upscale dress is required.
Do they not have breakfast there? I could have sworn we've had breakfast there before.
I do remember having breakfast there. When I was putting notes together the other day, I did not see breakfast mentioned on the website. So I wonder if that hasn't been back since the pandemic or if it's a recent change.
Disney's great at changing things.
Yes. As always, always check their website to see what the current deal is. There's also a lounge over at the California Grill. It is basically over by the bar, different seating area. Most of the same restaurant menu is still available there at the lounge as well.
Do you have to have reservations for the lounge, or is this one you can just go up and say, hey, I want to go sit in the lounge? Sorry.
That's a great question, Alicia. I have no idea. You know what you could do? You could go to DisneyWorld.com and you could answer that question. Use the rectangle of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Rectangle of knowledge. There you go. Well, another restaurant over at the Contemporary Tower, one of the ones that we call our favorites and need to go back to again, is Steakhouse 71. This was recently, in the past couple of years, rethemed from Waves, or Wave, whatever it was, to Steakhouse 71. And that restaurant was pretty good in the first place. We had breakfast there a couple of times. This one is phenomenal. It has breakfast from 7:30 to 11 a.m., lunch from 11:30 to 2, and dinner from 5 to 9. We've been there for dinner.
I think we had a lunch there, too.
Did we have a lunch there?
Okay. Yeah.
The food was phenomenal. The cast member staff there was just great. Pretty funny, if I'm remembering correctly, too, the person that we talked with.
Steakhouse 71 is billed as a family-friendly steakhouse. So it's not as stuffy as California Grill, but I think the food is just top-notch.
Yeah. It is also very loud in that, in that location. It is. Just the way it echoes around there.
Yep.
There's also a Steakhouse 71 lounge from noon to 11 p.m. Drinks and bar food selections from the full menu. This may be another one where you'll have to look up and see, can you just go in and sit in the lounge, or do you have to have reservations for the lounge?
That I know you can just kind of go up. Okay. I believe it's first come, first serve. I don't think they do reservations for Steakhouse 71 lounge. I could be wrong, but
we may have to do more research.
Yeah, details.
No, like when we're there. Let's go find that out.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean.
Yes, ma'am.
Whenever we go again, it's other stuff is planned.
Indeed. On the fourth floor, or what they call the Grand Canyon Concourse at the Contemporary Tower, you have three primary food locations. You have the iconic Chef Mickey's, which is a character breakfast and dinner, the Contempo Cafe, which is a quick service restaurant, so counter service, and then you have the Outer Rim Lounge, which is a full service bar, but no food. Chef Mickey's is character breakfast. And dinner, but it is it is classic character breakfast. Everything here on the fourth floor is pretty open and loud. You've got the monorails going by, not that those are loud, but it's kind of this cavernous space, and it can get pretty loud, and you've got two restaurants plus a bar right next to each other. So it has an atmosphere. Let's put it that way.
There's also a coffee and bakery place called Contemporary Grounds at the Contemporary Tower's first floor lobby. And the Sandbar, which is a hole in the wall outside near the pool, kind of, at Contemporary Tower as well.
Yep. We also have the Contemporary Market, again, on the fourth floor of the tower, the Contemporary Tower, and that's a good spot for some groceries and snacks. And then if you were wanting to get room service, unfortunately, that hasn't come back since the pandemic. Always, again, check online to see if it's back when you may be there. But as of right now, what they like to call private dining at the Contemporary Tower or Bay Lake Tower is not available.
Yeah. Now for our thoughts on Bay Lake Tower. We have stayed at Bay Lake Tower twice. Both times we're in a 3-bedroom grand villa
because we bougie.
First time was in December of 2016 with a Magic Kingdom view. And the second time was in August of 2021 with a Bay Lake view.
I absolutely love the location of Bay Lake Tower. It is absolutely fantastic. The room that we had that faced Magic Kingdom was, to borrow a phrase, magical. Like, you're overlooking Space Mountain and Tomorrowland, and the castle's right there. Like, you feel it is as close as you can stay to one of the theme parks. Like, you cannot get closer to a park than staying at Bay Lake Tower. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's killer. I think especially for young families who want to maximize their time potentially at Magic Kingdom, this is a no-brainer. Like, any of the monorail resorts are where you want to be, but if you don't even want to have to mess with crowds and you're okay with walking literally just half a mile, I would stay at Bay Lake Tower or the Contemporary if that's where you need to be, mm-hmm. and you don't have to have DVC. But this location is unbeatable.
Even if you don't have DVC, you can still stay at the Bay Lake Tower. You can rent DVC points from somebody. There are mm-hmm. lots of different ways to do that.
Right. And Disney will be more than happy to take your cash at some sort of a rack rate equivalent that is the GDP of small countries.
I would recommend renting points.
Yeah, strongly recommend renting points.
It's a lot less expensive.
Right. I think this resort just has a ton of amenities. The dining on site is just runs the gamut of anything that you could want. Other than room service right now, mm-hmm. I mean, it has everything from the top end fine dining to, you know, counter quick service. It's just all sorts of fantastic. Multiple bars are available for you. A ton of amenities with the pools, with the boat rentals, with, you know, you could do whatever you want to do right here at this resort. Oh, and by the way, you're right next door to the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. The interiors are starting to get a little rundown. We did notice this in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
There was some noticeable wear and tear and just some grungy looking parts.
Yeah, it had, you know, been 15 years or mm-hmm. you know, 12 years of pretty hard use. Mm-hmm. And those interior furnishings were starting to show their age. The good news is a refurb is scheduled to start late in 2024 and will extend through 2025. They're expecting it to take about 12 months to do. I found a quote online that, according to Vice President of Resort Operations Allison Armour, the challenges of renovating a tower structure will make for a lengthy refurbishment at Bay Lake Tower. Renovations are completed floor by floor, and crews face the challenge of rerouting utilities, including water lines, so that all operating floors still receive service. That is an interesting quote for her to drop, because that makes it sound like this is no mere, you know, soft interior furnishings refurb, that they're going to be doing some other substantial work. So we'll have to keep an eye next year and see what this turns into.
I know they just did a refurb of the Contemporary Tower itself mm-hmm. within the past 5 years and mm-hmm. Changed that to the Incredibles IP.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they will be doing something similar, because they've also, for the new Polynesian villas and for the Polynesian, I think, just resort itself, they've updated that to the Moana IP. So
I'm not opposed to them bringing IP into Bay Lake Tower. It needs something.
It needs something. I mean, there is a huge faction of the Disney fandom that does not like having IP in the hotels, which I don't know. I mean, it's Disney, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm at Disney. I'm at Bay Lake. I'm next to Disney World, like the Magic Kingdom. Yeah. IP is fine. If I want to stay at the Four Seasons, I'll stay at the Four Seasons, but no, I'm on property. So give me some IP. No specifics have been provided as of yet regarding the upgrades planned for the room, but evidently a model room is being worked on and is going through the whole approval process, and then they'll start replicating that in later this year.
All right, so we'll probably see what the upgrade is going to be in the next couple of months. They'll probably release some drawings and whatnot.
Yep. While they're working on the whole refurb of the tower, they're going to be upgrading the Wi-Fi infrastructure as well. I do remember it was really spotty in a bunch of the rooms and areas that we were in. So
Disney
that
can be iffy on their Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So that'll be good. And this is the first full refurbishment of Bay Lake Tower since its opening in August of 2009.
It can occasionally be a long walk to your room, although considering how big and sprawling some of the other DVC resorts are on property, it could be worse.
Oh, a lot worse. Yeah, exactly. The last point that we want to bring up is the fact that there's no direct transportation to Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom except by bus. And then often this is shared with other monorail resorts as well. So if you're taking a bus over to Animal Kingdom or Hollywood Studios or potentially Disney Springs, you are getting on a bus that may have multiple stops at the Poly and the Grand Floridian. So just something to keep in mind. Obviously, you have lots of other options. You could get a minivan, you can get an Uber, you could get a Lyft. If you have a rental car, that will work as well. But just something to keep in mind, you know, you do have the monorail that can get you to the Magic Kingdom or Epcot, but you don't have access to the Skyliner. You don't have access to, you know, the boats that may visit other parks and get those to other resorts. So just something to keep in mind.
I will note that wheeled transportation is the only way to get to Animal Kingdom from pretty much anywhere.
Anywhere. So yeah.
No Skyliner there, no monorail there.
I would love for them to extend the Skyliner.
That would be cool.
That would be.
I wonder if that's in the plans at all.
I hope so. I think it would be super convenient.
Yeah.
Well, and that concludes our look at Bay Lake Tower. It is a fantastic place to stay when you are at Disney World on your vacation. Super easy access to Magic Kingdom cannot be understated. It's just phenomenal. Amazing views of the fireworks from your room, assuming you get the theme park view, or of the electrical water pageant, if that floats your boat too.
Wow.
Anyhow.
We are not affiliated with Disney or their subsidiaries, and this is not a timeshare ad. We are just sharing our personal opinions and suggestions based on our own experiences. We recommend working with a travel agent or contacting Disney directly to plan your perfect vacation.
If you have questions or suggestions or would like to be interviewed on our show to share your Disney experience, please send an email to podcast@ourmousecapades.com.
You can follow us on socials. We are at Our Mousecapades. Please take a moment, rate and review in your podcast app to help people find us.
Thanks for listening. We'll be in your ears next week.
Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.
That's that classic mainframe that has the monorail go through it.
Mainframe.
There. What did I say? Mainframe?
Mainframe.
Know where my brain is.